What do the stars say that's going to happen throughout the month of October, the spookiest month of the year? Astrologer Anne, you can find her online at astrologeranne.com. Anne, I love on your webpage, the first thing you write is, I use astrology, one of the world's oldest and most reliable self-improvement tools to help you create a better life and to be more successful. Sign me up for whatever that is.
It's super practical. That's why it's been around for thousands of years.
Well, Anne, tell us what is so exciting about October.
As soon as we hit October, we can feel it, and we can tell Scorpio's coming. The sun goes into Scorpio the third week of October. That's why October is famous as such a spooky month, and it's partly why we have Halloween. Brings us all the deepest, darkest stuff. Usually, we want to run away from what goes bump in the night. During October, we want to run towards it and say, tell me about yourself. Let's open the coffin. Let's bring out Dracula and all the other monsters.
For somebody like me that doesn't really understand that, what is Scorpio? What is it like? Why is that so important that Scorpio is coming
right.
3 weeks?
So basically, Scorpio is the one that comes at the time of year in October when already days are getting shorter. So we're having more nighttime. So it focuses us already on the full moon, the dark nights. But more than that, Scorpio brings us down to this time of the year when the crops are coming in. And what we're going into is more darker times. And so we're actually ready to look at those things that are sort of the darker things in us. And we kind of want to scare ourselves silly. We want to be in that darkness because Scorpio is a sign that's all about the mysteries, whether that's monsters or it's, you know, literally, why are we here on the planet? You know, where do we come from? That kind of thing. Pluto has got such a hard rap in recent years, you know, but Pluto's still a planet in astrology. He's the dark planet who makes you see the gold inside the darkness.
Yeah, Pluto is Batman. I figured the rest of this stuff was really just, you know, they clear the crops and everybody's tired and they worked a lot and it's dark more. So then after that, they hit the fermented cider. I figured that's what it was for me. But I get what you're saying.
It's perfect. You know, it's the time when we actually need to chill and kick back and have some more darkness times, which is being indoors more. And like you said, having that cider and a few tricks or treats, whether that's adult style or family style.
Speaking of adult style, I'm looking over at like the email and the notes that you send me. It says the sun and love planet Venus both head into Scorpio on October 23rd, which is a really sexy vibe for passion. What does that mean?
Here we go. Anne talking about her werewolf boyfriend again. I knew it.
I just can't stay away from it.
I knew it.
Well, it's a shorthand for Scorpio, and Raven, you'll love this. Sexy Scorpio is the little shorthand for it. This is a time to really be thinking about those parts of ourselves. And yes, it might be a little liaison with a vampire or a wolf man. But what does it mean, Venus and the sun right together? Venus is the planet of love and relationships. And it's a planet that wants us to get coupled up. So when it's in Scorpio, it's like, whoa, sky's the limit. Look at all kinds of partners maybe you weren't thinking about before.
Wow. And October 25th, it's a once-a-year thing. The new moon in Scorpio becomes turbocharged. Now, what does that mean you should be doing?
Well, if you haven't gotten your act together with what you're doing on Halloween, do it. If you want a hot date, well, go sign up for that dating app. Get going. And more than that, have fun with this because Venus wants to bring in the pleasure side of it.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Yep.
And a motorcycle ride, bit of black leather will go with all of this, too.
Now we're just getting into Anne's weird fetishes.
She's got all sorts of interests.
All right. You can find Astrologer Anne right on our website, astrologeranne.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.